World Cup Talk. Christina here with the storylines that matter most in football today. Spain did not just win the World Cup. Spain ended the argument. For the last 2 days, this show has been talking about pressure, symbolism, atmosphere, Messi, Yamal, and what kind of final this was becoming. Now we have the answer. Spain beat Argentina 1-0 after extra time. Ferran Torres delivered the goal that finally broke it open. And the biggest thing about this result is that Spain's control survived the most emotional night of the tournament. That is the real point today. Because yesterday the question was whether Spain could stay clean and calm inside a final that had started to feel noisy, stormy, and psychologically messy. Today the question is what it means that they actually did it. And for me, that is why this result feels bigger than a scoreline. Spain did not win because the night suddenly became beautiful. They won because they were the side that still looked like themselves when the game got tired, stretched, and emotionally heavy. Multiple reports after the match described the same thing from different angles. Spain stayed patient, stayed organized, and kept trusting the shape of the game. Argentina kept reaching for moments. Spain kept building pressure. Honestly, that is where this got decided. This matters because Spain had already been framed as the team of control. We said that yesterday. We said that the day before, too. But there is a massive difference between being called the most coherent team in the tournament and proving it in the final itself. In a final, control is not a style point. It is a nerve test. And Spain passed it. That matters more than the scoreline. Now, if Spain were the calm of the night, Lionel Messi was the emotion of it. Post-match coverage focused heavily on Messi in tears, and you could feel why. This was not just another defeat. This felt like one of those football moments where the result immediately turns into a larger question about time, legacy, and whether we just watched the door close on something. I want to be careful here because emotion can pull coverage into myth-making very quickly. But it would be fake to pretend this was only tactical. Messi has been the emotional center of this tournament story. And today, that story sounds completely different. 2 days ago, he represented gravity. Yesterday, he represented pressure. Today, he represents loss and maybe farewell. That is why this story is bigger than it looks. And the human side of this is not only Messi. Lionel Scaloni, by several reports, was emotional after the match and sounded uncertain about his future. That matters. Defeat at this level does not stay inside 90 or 120 minutes. It spreads outward. It becomes a question about leadership, succession, and whether a cycle just ended all at once. That is where the tension actually is. Argentina also looked like a team paying a physical and emotional price as the final went on. Lisandro Martinez went off injured. Other reports pointed to more defensive strain. Then came the late red card to Enzo Fernandez, which really captured the mood of their finish. When teams lose finals, people often talk later as if it was one clean tactical lesson. This was not clean. This was strain turning into damage. And if you are asking who carried the pressure on that side once the game began to slip, it was not only Messi. It was the defenders trying to hold together a match that kept tilting. It was Scaloni on the touchline. It was a team suddenly feeling time run faster than they wanted. That is the warning sign inside the heartbreak. On the Spain side, I do think this is where the people story has to go beyond the generic line about teamwork. Rodri winning the golden ball feels exactly right for this tournament. He is not just a great midfielder. He is the human face of Spain's maturity. When this team looks emotionally adult, when it looks like the game is moving at its speed rather than the other way around, that is the Rodri effect. For me, that is the real issue. And then there is Lamine Yamal. We have talked about him as the symbol of the future, and today that line finally changes. He is not just the future anymore. He is part of a world champion side right now. That does not mean the whole tournament belonged to him, and it does not mean we should turn every Spain story into a coronation speech. But it does mean the passing of the torch storyline is no longer just poetic language. It now has a trophy attached to it. That is why today is different from yesterday. There is also a North American angle here that should not be ignored, especially because this audience lives with the host context more directly than most. Several post-tournament reactions have leaned in two directions at once. On one side, there is real praise for the scale, the atmosphere, the reach, and the sense that the United States, Canada, and Mexico helped stage a huge football event. On the other side, there is persistent criticism around affordability, access, and the feeling that excess often sat too close to the game itself. I think people are underestimating that contradiction, because this tournament may be remembered as proof that North America can host football at enormous scale, but also as a warning that scale alone is not the same thing as intimacy, fairness, or fan comfort. We talked before about matchday pressure and fan cost. Today, that conversation becomes legacy, not preview. That matters to how this World Cup will be remembered. So if I had to sum up the day in one clean thought, it would be this. Spain did not just outplay Argentina. Spain validated a whole tournament theory. The theory was that the most settled team, the team with the strongest internal logic, could beat the team carrying the biggest emotional force. And in the end, that is exactly what happened. Yesterday, the question was whether the final environment would distort the football. Today, the question is what we learned, because it did not distort Spain enough to stop them. And on the other side of that lesson is a much sadder one. Messi gave this tournament its emotional center. But football does not always reward the story that feels most poetic. Sometimes it rewards the side that keeps its shape longest. That is the final judgment today. See you tomorrow.